Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, my guest is Adam Favor, an administrator with the Litchfield School District.
Adam, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So far, so good.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
You've got this documentary that was released through the school district. That's what we're going to be talking about mostly. What inspired this? Did you have to seek out somebody, or how did this come about?
Well, last school year, we started talking about having more positive communication with our community. One of the things that happens with school, everybody's an expert in school because everybody attended school. And sometimes we think we're communicating well and putting our best foot forward, and that's not what's always perceived with the public. Also, we're our worst enemy when it comes to self-promotion. So as of last year with our administrative team and previous superintendent, we looked at better ways to communicate with the public, and we sought a local grant to do that with, and many facets to the communication package, both when people are at our schools. We upgraded the sound in one of our gyms. We put the electronic message board out in front of the high school, and part of that communication package started off as a short piece about the Litchfield School District. So that was all part of the, we got that through the Kilton grant, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Who was the company that ended up coming and ultimately doing this? Because initially I thought you did it because you've been getting into this.
I actually got into this. So I was a mass comm person in college and element or high school. So we started off, it was nothing ever that we thought we were going to do. We wanted it to look good. We want it to be a professional piece, and
saying what you would have done would not have been.
No, it would have been like mom and dad with their cell phone recording. I don't have that capacity doing what I do. I'm not a big video person. I'm a photography guy. Mm-hmm. However, we saw that a guy I used to work with at one of the radio stations in St. Louis. His name was Dan Duffy. He was on the Stephen DC Morning Show. He was their sports guy, one of their producers for a while. When that wrapped up and left St. Louis, he went to film school in Canada. He and I then reconnected probably 5, 6, 7 years ago on Facebook, of all things. You know, gotta love Facebook, but that is one of those things that has brought people back together. So I touched base with him. He's a cancer survivor. He's a public speaker. He's also a philanthropist and a video maker, a video producer, does lots of great video stuff, and I know him. And so I started having a conversation with him. We were exploring, how do we do this? What does it cost? I have no idea what it costs to produce a quality video. You know, me at home on my computer, it's okay. We want something a little bit better than that, and that's why we got a hold of Dan, and he took good care of us.
Tell me a little bit about the video itself.
Well, we started off, we wanted a promotional piece. I mean, that's basically, let's be honest about it, we wanted to put our best foot forward and show people coming to our community, these are the best parts of our school. I mean, we all schools have things they work on, and sometimes we don't promote the good things that we're doing. When we had Dan involved, I didn't realize the scope of what he was doing. We thought we were just going to do a short piece. He was there with his other videographer for 5 days, 5 full days of videoing and just doing it documentary style, which is something I love. I'll watch a good documentary any day of the week. And what I liked about it was we didn't go into this with, here's what we're going to get, here's what we're going to film. He had the gist of what was available that week, which was homecoming week. One of the best parts about school out in the plains, out in the flatlands here, is homecoming week. You can't beat it with a stick. I mean, it's one of the best times of the year. The community comes together. There's parades. There's the football game. There's the dance, but also a chance to get into the classrooms and see. So basically, Dan just went around and videoed the classrooms, but also interviewed some teachers and let the story tell itself. Sure. And just ask some very basic questions to get the conversation going. And if you watch the video from start to finish, a little less than 20 minutes, the story tells itself in our own words, and it wasn't scripted. We didn't tell people what to say.
Right.
I love that part about documentary stuff.
Oh, absolutely. How did the students react to it? Because I'm sure it was a new experience for them.
Well, who doesn't want to be on TV? Who doesn't want to be on television? Or on actually YouTube now. There's no such thing as television anymore.
Right.
It seems like.
It's all streaming services.
Yeah, it's all streaming services on demand.
Yeah.
They really enjoyed it. And my little kids, I work with pre-K, kindergarten, first grade kiddos. And the great thing about these two guys is they're both dads, and they're both parents, and they're both kid-focused. So they were out on the playground taking some B-roll, which is the things you see over the top of people talking. They were videoing kids on the playground at recess time. And then letting the kids run the cameras, letting them actually put hands on their $3,000 Sony cameras.
that's dangerous.
Yeah, and showing them how it works and how to do it and letting the kids get behind there and push the buttons. It was great, and it's exactly what they loved that part as well. And they were kind of became part of the fabric for a little while.
Sure. We're talking with Adam Favor, administrator with the Litchfield School District. I say administrator because I don't know technically what you are.
Principal, jack of all trades. What do you need me to do? I'll be happy to help. I mean, that's kind of where we're at this point. We just do a little bit of everything. But yeah, pre-K director, kindergarten, first grade principal.
Absolutely. I know that in the city kind of has embraced the documentary too when it was released because they were sharing it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we wanted to... One of the things I did go into this with Dan was I wanted it to be a positive reflection on our community because Litchfield has a lot to offer. It was nice to see somebody come in from the outside that doesn't live in Litchfield. Sometimes, again, we're the worst at promoting ourselves unless you're in the tourism department or whatever. We don't realize what we have. Dan came in, loved our schools. They go to a little bit bigger schools in the city, his kiddos do. Love the atmosphere of our schools, but also love the atmosphere of our community. Reflected back to us. What we have that we don't realize we've got, the lake, the community, those sorts of things. He plans to come back here this summer and vacation with his family. He loved it so much. All the fast food joints, of course, you know, they don't have the kind of steak and shake that we've got.
Right.
They touted our sushi bar out at the strip mall out by Glick's. He said how fantastic that was. He got some of the best sushi he's ever had.
He's
had sushi all over the world.
Hey,
you know,
that's a compliment right there.
But yeah, I don't know if I got a little off track on that one.
That's okay. Talking about Litchfield, and you said he said he was going to come back with this.
That's
fantastic.
And he also made sure that we got some of the iconic things. You know, the drone footage of our water tower. I mean, you know, the sunrise coming up over the school buildings, the sunrise coming up over the lakes. I mean, you know, we don't appreciate some of the things we've got sometimes until somebody comes in and reflects it back to us, how beautiful our community really is. There are some very, very beautiful, beautiful scenes.
Right. You don't really, because if you've grown up there or if you've been there for a bulk of your life, you don't realize what exactly you have until you're in another place that doesn't have those things.
Sure. You know, I did the traditional, I grew up in a small town, Illinois, had my mass comm degree. I was going to go take the radio world by storm.
Uh-huh.
I did that for 6 months in St. Louis, working overnights at a radio station, and realized just being 45 minutes away, how homesick I was, how much I did miss the kind of lifestyle we do have in Litchfield. I'm fortunate to have the kind of employment that, you know, does pay the bills and allows me to raise my family and our community. And hopefully we're getting back to those things also with some of the things our schools are doing. But, yeah, you don't realize what you've got until you step away from it for a minute. It's a great place to raise kiddos. Everybody knows everybody, or seems like it. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's like, oh, man, you know, that beat me home when I was a kid sometimes. You know, everybody knows me, and they knew what I did, and my parents knew what I did before I got home.
Right.
But, you know, that's also kind of the nice part about living in a smaller community, too. People look out for one another.
Right. You're the narrator of the video. Did you volunteer your services, or did they approach you, or how did that
come
about?
Yeah, we talked about that. Dan narrated it to begin with. He does a lot of – he was a radio guy also. Does a lot of work for Anheuser-Busch, those sorts of things. When he does the narration, we talked about should I do that, should I not do that. I do a lot of the all calls for the school district. Sometimes it's a little much. I know parents get tired of hearing from me. The nice part about it was we did it professionally. He gave me some coaching, so it didn't sound like me sometimes in doing some of the colloquialisms that we have as we talk. Because I've been away from the microphone for a while, except for all calls.
And now.
Yeah. And so we put that out there, and it seemed like it worked out well. I did enjoy doing it. And it was kind of nice to have the local voice part of our community.
It's
a nice touch because it
kind of brings it full circle.
I hope it didn't sound too bad. I don't think anybody shut it off halfway through. It is lengthy. I mean, 20 minutes is a long time, and there's a few pieces and then we look at it and we go like, could we have cut some of this back a little bit? Yeah, we could have, but this isn't broadcast television. This isn't MTV. I know it's not the quick 5 second clip. It is, but it's
a long time for a YouTube video. It's not really that long for a documentary itself.
Right. And it's not that long when you get to see yourself and hear yourself,
right?
Or maybe see one of your friends. But also, our goal is again to have parents. you're not going to know exactly. I mean, it's not exactly every single day in the classroom, but it's a good feeling for what our community does have to offer, what our schools have to offer if you're considering coming to Litchfield. And I think we're hoping to put some other things out there. There's been a few things up there since then. We've got trying to, if we have a production at school where the kids do a play, just set it up on a tripod and record it so maybe grandma and grandpa can go to our Facebook group or our YouTube channel and watch that from Alaska or across the country, or mom and dad who was working that day to get to see their kid do their little play at school. Or if I happen to be at something that my daughter's in because she's in middle school and cheerleading, I've done like pep, I think I videoed the pep rally as our middle school boys went to state, those sorts of things. Just trying to throw those things up there, make it quick and easy, and also that's where people are at now. They're watching videos. They want to see the video. They want to see the 6-minute video or the 20-minute video. They don't want to just read about it.
I mean, yeah, that's the age we're in today.
So. We are. And trying to do it in a way that's not off-putting. Like, I know if I hold my cell phone in my hand, it doesn't look as good as if I put a little tripod down. And I've got some of the stuff to do that. So I enjoy a little bit of that. But we're trying to do a little more of that as a school district to be more engaging.
Adam Favor, administrator with the Litchfield School District, joining us here today. We're talking about the documentary. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about it? I know we're kind of pressed for time.
No,
here,
I hope families get a chance to watch it. I hope our high school students get a chance to watch it, share it. Share it with families you know that are coming our direction, that are considering moving to Litchfield. There's some really great things that on there for you to see. And hopefully there will be some more things that populate that channel as time goes on. It won't be quite as good maybe, but we're going to work on that and make it something visually appealing. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again for coming out and talking about this. I do appreciate it because it's something unique that hasn't really been done in the area yet.
So. Yeah, I'm hoping, and I don't know how, I'm hoping other people kind of latch on to it. It's a nice way to tell the story of your school because we all have a story. I hope, municipalities and stuff. I mean, it's a very nice package. I don't know if it's reasonable compared to what they've looked for to do this, but it's a quality product, and I liked that part of it.
Absolutely. Again, that's Adam Favor, administrator with the Litchfield School District. Thanks again for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, that documentary is titled Litchfield, A Week in the Life, and it is available now on YouTube. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.